Athlete Awards throughout the state. Very impressive for that young lady. We've had a few here at Sioux High, and Haley is the latest, and they're honoring her right now. That's quite an accomplishment for her.
Yes, it is. Hats off to her and all the hard work she puts in to get that.
And congratulations go out to her parents as well. And she's a fine young lady, tremendous athlete, excellent in cross country, tremendous basketball player, and at what she gives Pat Bennin. And a lot of high school coaches would love to have this, and that is, especially girls basketball, is length at the guard position with her wingspan. Not often you have a prototype like her at a guard position, you know, that it has those long arms, especially up here in northern Michigan, you know. But she has that lengthy wingspan, and that really is an advantage.
Yes, it is. Jessica Graham, who played with me, had a lengthy wingspan, and it really does help, especially little things like getting in the passing lane and tip balls, and makes it harder to make the entry pass in.
And her parents come out. They had a bouquet of flowers for her, and of course recognized by the crowd here, that the crowd that's allowed here in the gymnasium at the Sioux High Gym. And Haley is honored with that. One of the scholar athletes, of course, nominated for the Scholar Athlete Award several throughout the state. Then they usually honor them during the boys' finals. And who knows if they'll change that due to the COVID era that we're in, but we shall see. But congratulations to Haley on that. Rudyard gets the basketball first on the inbounding pass, and it's thrown away, and it goes off of the Bulldogs out of bounds. Sioux High ball, of course, no tip-off anymore, and it's going to be the visiting team getting the basketball, and the home team gets the ball in the second half, visiting team in the first half. Overtime, they do a coin flip. When they get to the playoffs, they'll do a coin flip. Claire Erickson over to Haller. Haller back outside, left wing side for three off the baseline. Knowles hits a three right away.
A nice start off for Sioux High. Rudyard's playing a 1-2-2 zone defense, which they like to do. And there's going to be open shots in the corner where Knowles shot.
Brooklyn Besteman takes it right to the hoop. Nice play by Brooklyn. A little finger roll up and in for her.
Yeah, that was a good, strong move and very confident.
Sioux High with the ball. They'll bring it down. Erickson. Erickson to Haller. Haller back out to Erickson. Free throw line extended. Good ball movement. McLean in the left corner. Another three. Knowles no good. Rebound. Sioux High off the rim. Erickson stops and pops down low to the right side. Up and in for Claire.
And that's good. And Sioux High is going into a man-to-man press here to try and force tempo on Rudyard.
Grenfell brings the ball down. Left wing side. Rudyard with it. They will drive inside in the paint. Stop it and pop it. McDowell no good. Rebound. Jump ball possession. The arrow goes to Sioux High. Blue Devils get the ball back.
That works out good for the Sioux, with Rudyard actually throwing the ball away, and the next jump ball goes back to the Sioux.
Tonight's referees, Buzz Menard, Marty Spencer, and looks like Vance Barber out there. Now underneath, Alaspa has it knocked away, and here come the Bulldogs in transition. Tristan Smith. Smith puts it up. It's blocked. Goes out of bounds, and it will stay to Rudyard. Ball off of Erickson. Erickson, who blocked the shot.
Yeah, nice block shot. She almost got the ball right back to herself.
Now the inbounding pass. This is going to be to Grenfell. Back outside. Over it goes to Jersey Belleville. Belleville down low. Now on the baseline. Shot no good. And here comes Sioux High in transition off the steal. This is Haller from Alaspa to the left outlet. Up and in off the left hand for Haller.
Nice fast break. And Haller immediately getting up the floor.
7-2, Sioux High with the lead early on. Now Brooklyn Besteman with the ball. Free throw line extended, dribble drive left hand, loses it. Now back into the corner, goes to Belleville. Belleville, Besteman over McLean. Shot over the rim, no good. Rebound, here come the Devils. In transition, outlet pass. Knowles, one dribble, too hard off the glass. Rebound back into the hands. It goes to the Rudyard Bulldogs, and it's going to be Tristan Smith. Smith on the sideline. Down low, this is a couple dribbles stolen away. Besteman had it knocked away. Here comes Sioux High. Erickson running the floor. Has Haller underneath. Nice pass up and in with a right hand.
And that was a nice fast break. Erickson took the ball middle to the right side, drew two defenders. Haller went to the left block, got herself in position to get the pass from Erickson so she could finish.
Good start for the Blue Devils, 9-2. They lead Rudyard here early on. Dave Watson along with Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gym. Girls basketball here on the dial. Blue Devils come in with a 4-0 record. Rudyard is 2-2. Our broadcast engineer is Frank Blissette, working our variable resistors for us back at the WSOO studios. And Mike Spooler, IT director, had to call on Mike tonight for some technical assistance at a 9-2 lead here for Sioux High. And we hope folks are listening on the NFHS network. I did get a cord and plugged it in to the new system they have in here that has the video. I don't think the ones on YouTube are getting us, but hopefully they are on the network pixel feed that they have here that they set up here at the gym, a subscription service. But they also have the game's video as far as on YouTube for free, and they're allowing that for this year only due to the circumstances. Full court press by the Blue Devils, and now Rudyard brings it down. Besteman now, a couple dribbles, gets it back. Outside it goes to Tristan Smith. Smith stolen away. Here comes Alaspa, and a whistle on the play, and there is a foul on Sioux High.
Yeah, and Rudyard, Coach Molina, I think, told them that they have to get back and not give up easy points against Sioux High.
Foul on Rudyard. My apologies. I said Sioux High. Tristan Smith with the foul, her first. Blue Devils at the charity stripe. McLean stops and pops. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it mid-range jumper right side. No good for Haller. Goes out of bounds. Back to the Bulldogs off of Sioux High. 9-2 Blue Devils. 5:33 left here, opening quarter.
And Sioux High's in the zone press, try and change it up and work on some of their other defenses.
Molina kicks it back out. It goes over to Tristan Smith, and there's a foul on.
No,
it's going to be a 10-second violation, I believe. Rudyard loses the ball. Sioux High gets it back. Nice defense by the Blue Devils.
Yes.
Now Alaspa. Couple dribbles in the paint. McLean, left wing side. Knowles for three. It's off the rim and out. Rebound goes to Rudyard. Here come the Bulldogs down 9-2. Pushing the ball down the floor. Molina. Now Chesney Molina, a little crossover dribble in the lane. Loses the ball out of bounds off of Erickson. It will stay with Rudyard. Oh, no. It's Sioux High ball off of the Bulldogs last. Thought it went off Erickson, then out of bounds, but no, says the official.
Well, who's counting?
Yep. And McLean kicks it left wing side over to Knowles. Knowles back to McLean. McLean fighting around the Bulldog player. Shot no good off the rim from the free throw line. Rebound goes back to the Bulldogs. Emily Coppetz. Now Coppetz brings it down. Gets it to Molina. Molina pushes the ball down the floor. Guarded by Knowles, giving her plenty of room. Stops her dribble. Chesney kicks it back to midcourt now. They'll work it around to Jersey Belleville. Belleville now bounce pass to a streaking Tristan Smith. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Sioux High. Here come the Devils in transition. Right lane of the floor. Haller, right wing side. Erickson for three. Three over the rim, no good. Goes out of bounds. It will stay with Sioux High off of the Bulldogs' Coppetz.
Good fast break, though. Three lanes fill the lane. I like how Erickson spotted self up, took a three, trying to make her more of an outside threat.
Haller underneath on the inbounds. Jordan underneath the Blue Devil basket. They need to inbound it. She does. Free throw line extended. Erickson, left wing baseline. Haller, travel, says Buzz Menard. Rudyard ball.
Yep. She saw the opening and got happy feet and moved before she put the ball down.
Now the inbounding pass. Here come the Bulldogs. They'll push it down the floor. This is a play by Grenfell. Grenfell down low into the corner. They'll work it around to Tristan Smith. Smith back outside. Belleville, left wing side. They'll work it on the perimeter. Brooklyn Besteman. Besteman gets stripped of the ball. And here come the Devils in transition. Alaspa to Knowles. Knowles runs the floor. A couple dribbles, too hard off the glass. The follow up and no good for Kelger into the game. Rebound Sioux High underneath. Haller up and that won't fall. Rebound goes back to Rudyard. Tristan Smith. Smith across half court, whistle, and she carries the basketball, and it will be Blue Devil ball, 9-2 Sioux High, 3:49 to go opening quarter.
Run a 3-on-1 fast break to perfection, three shots. That's probably why Coach Bennon's got a little bald spot on the top of his head, pulling out his hair in plays like that.
He's been working on that for a while.
Yes, he has.
And now Mackenzie Bell's in the game for Sioux High. This is Alaspa for three, no good. Rebound, Alaspa, left hand shot, no good. Goes nearly out of bounds, saved by Bell, but it will go out of bounds near the Sioux High student section. So Rudyard ball with 3:30 to go. Opening quarter stays 9-2 Sioux High. Bulldogs get a substitution into the game. And Carly Mayer will check in.
Yes, and Rudyard's kind of settled down here. They've slowed Suhai down with their half-court defense.
Molina drives the left lane. There was a rolling around the screen there, and looked like Besteman went flying on that pick by Bell. And they're going to say offensive foul on Rudyard. Suhai ball, Carlos Molina asking Vance Barber for an explanation on that one as he follows him down the floor. And now this is Kelger. Kelger down low. They'll work it around. Back to the left wing side. Haller for three, and it's good from downtown for Jordan.
And Jordan's having quite the game. I think she's got 7 points tonight.
Yes, indeed she does. And that's a three for Jordan. She leads all Blue Devil scorers. And Suhai has a 12-2 lead. Now Molina with the ball. Molina holding on to it about a foot outside the perimeter. Taylor Pratt's in the game. She nearly stole the ball. Number 12 for Suhai. Pratt, a young junior, as Pat Bennett extending that bench a little bit like he talked about. Knocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Bell. And Rudyard will inbound it in front of the Suhai bench.
And Suhai's playing much better defense than they did last week because Rudyard's getting flustered and starting to push off.
Besteman in the paint, around Erickson, short, rebound, Suhai, here come the Devils. They push the ball down the floor, long pass, Erickson, too high for Bell, over her head out of bounds. Rudyard ball, 12-2, Blue Devils, 2:34 to go, opening quarter, and Erickson will get a breather, and coming into the game now for Suhai, as they will get Emily McLean back in.
And Rudyard better start getting back in transition, otherwise this is going to be a bigger lead for Suhai real quick.
Molina, left lane. Back outside, and now Besteman. Besteman loses the ball. Rugby scrum ensues, and a jump ball possession goes to Rudyard on the arrow.
And that first points Rudyard scored was Besteman driving right, uncontested to our basket. Since then, Suhai's been swarming her when she touches the ball.
On the inbounding pass, Molina. Bounce pass, left corner. They'll work it around. This is underneath the Smith and Brooklyn Besteman, who has been a battering ram in there. She's been flying all over the place, hit the deck again. Contact was made, goes out of bounds. It will be Rudyard ball with 2:16 to go, opening quarter.
Yeah, I like how she's strong, aggressive, and confident going to the basket.
Now in the inbounds, Tristan Smith. Smith down low, Besteman. Nice move in the low block, up and in for
great touch and
Besteman.
Hands.
Yes. Now Suhai brings it down. This is Mackenzie Bell. Mackenzie left wing side, stops her dribble, kicks it back outside. Now Emily McLean. McLean to a streaking Haller, up and in off the glass.
Great backdoor cut and nice vision by Erickson to get the pass there.
14-4, Suhai with the lead. We get a whistle. And they'll inbound the ball at half court.
I wonder if that was a mask warning.
Yeah, very well could have been. There's a new rule that came out. Mark Ewell told me, of course, you'll hear Mark Ewell on Coach's Corner, said we're looking at ways to fix the mask issue. I'll bring it up in a second. Nice move to the hoop, up and in off the right hand for Rudyard as they're able to hit that little runner. There is number 11, and that is the young lady, Carly Mayer. I'll mention it in a second. There's a streaking pass underneath and a nice play. Kelger hits a shot for Suhai, up and in. They've been having an issue as there's a travel with Rudyard. Suhai gets the ball back, and we knew what was going to happen with the mask, with the masks not being properly put on by athletes. And now there's a rule, and it's, of course, controversial like everything else with this with COVID, and that is there's a warning, and then after that, a technical foul could be assessed.
Yes.
If you don't get that mask on properly, talking about the players on the floor. And I guess it could go to coaches, too. Now at Bell, left wing side for three. It's underneath. Saved by Suhai Kelger. Nice move as it went off the Rudyard player. Grenfell out of bounds and Blue Devil ball.
Great play. Now, as a coach, when I saw that, I thought I might use that to my advantage, a key moment, say, hey, that's the second time. Did you give her a tee?
Exactly. Mid-range jumper up and in. But that could go both ways, you know.
True.
Get careful with that. Now Bell, free throw line extended. Plus, if you open up that Pandora's box, Kelger, the shot in and out. Rebound goes back to Rudyard. Nice rebound there by Grenfell. From her knees, gets the ball to Molina, and here comes Molina pushing the ball up the floor. Molina now quickly, right wing side. So stop and pop off the perimeter, no good. The rebound too high. Volleyed out to Bell, and here come the Devils. Now Bell, long pass in the outlet. Knowles, one dribble, puts it up and in, and a foul for Haley Knowles.
Nice job. Nice. Suhai has done a great job of getting up the floor.
Nice, beautiful pass in the outlet. Knowles underneath, one dribble, and she connected for the Blue Devils. And the foul is on Molina, and that is her first for Rudyard. And it's 18-6. Suhai with the lead. Knowles looking for a three-point play. That one's out the front of the rim. The rebound goes to the Bulldogs, and Rudyard will bring it down. Jersey Belleville pushing the ball down the floor. Crossover dribble, left hand, back to her right, around Knowles, kicks it right corner. This is Carly Mayer with the ball. Now Mayer tries to get it over to right wing side. Belleville, long two, or make it a three, up and in for Jersey from downtown.
Nice, confident shot. Rudyard needed that.
Yes, they did. Bell, right wing side, shot blocked. Loose ball, Rudyard saves it, goes out of bounds. And that was a tough play for Grenfell to make. Good effort, but it's Blue Devil ball.
Yeah, it was a great effort on her part.
McLean underneath on the inbounds for Suhai. 18-9, Blue Devils with the lead. They lob it in the paint. Nobody was home. Knocked away, sloppy play for Suhai, and that will lose another hair for Pat Bennett. There's a long shot from half court. Hit the cylinder in the back end and bounces out. The horn sounds. End of the first quarter of play with the score 18-9. Suhai leads Rudyard in girls basketball. We'll take a 60-second timeout and come back with the second quarter. You're listening to Blue Devil Girls Hoops at 1230 WSOO. Back at the Suhai gym, they started early on us. I don't think that was 60 seconds. I think that was 30 that they took for in between the quarter. It seemed a little quicker. And now Rudyard on the inbounds gets the ball. Suhai lost it a moment ago, had a foul on Suhai, and a new player into the game for the Blue Devils. And number 42, Audrey Smith, committed that foul. Now Rudyard with the ball. This is going to be Jersey Belleville. Belleville back outside. It goes to Brooklyn Besteman. Besteman in the lane, kicks it back outside. It's stolen by Suhai. Here comes Alaspa. Alaspa to the right hand, up and in for Suhai, and a 20-9 Blue Devils lead.
And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Rudyard has switched to, they're playing more man-to-man defense now. Decided that Suhai was getting too many open looks with their zone defense.
And it will be a last put of the line on the foul, as Ray alluded to the Bulldogs. Sending Lily in for a three-point opportunity, and it's in and out for Alaspa into the hands of the Bulldogs. They'll bring it down. Now they bring it down to Rudyard, as they'll get the ball down to the right-wing side, and it's knocked away there by Suhai out of bounds, and it will stay. Rudyard ball near the sideline. Bulldogs on the inbounds. Now Besteman kicks it down low. Now that's a play to back down low in the blocks to number 22. That's Brooklyn Besteman, and a whistle contact made on Suhai, sending Brooklyn to the line.
And Brooklyn's had a good first half here.
Yes, she has. Quality player for Carlos Molina. She bends at the knees, first shot up and in for Brooklyn.
She's got a quick first step on whatever post move she decides to do and goes up strong.
7:08 left here in the half, 20-10, Suhai with a lead. Devils have led from the tip. Audrey Smith, Erickson along with number 34 in the game now for Suhai, as Pat Bennett really extends his bench. Both free throws, Besteman makes one, misses one, the rebound. Back outside, they work it around to the Bulldogs. They'll get it over to Grenfell, back to Molina. Molina, crossover dribble, left side back, out to midcourt, played by Tristan Smith. Free throw line extended. This is a three for Molina, no good. Rebound, contact made. Audrey Smith colliding with the Rudyard player, Grenfell. And it will go back to the Blue Devils. 20-10, Suhai with a 10-point edge with 6:45 to go here in the second quarter.
And I think the foul was on Grenfell off Rudyard.
It was. That's her first. And now Haller underneath gets the ball to Audrey Smith. Jump ball. Arrow goes to Rudyard. Good defensive play by Delaney McDowell, tying up Audrey Smith for that ball. Molina to inbound. 20-10 Blue Devils, 6:38 to go in the half. There's a steal. Nice play there by Sue High. They get it to Erickson underneath. Up and in for the Devils. It was Hannah Evo with the steal who's in the game, and Erickson hits the shot. It's a nice play by Hannah for the steal and a nice pass to get it to Claire. The left side, a near travel for Tristan Smith at the charity stripe now. Working around is going to be back to Grenfell. Grenfell to Smith. Bounce pass left side inside the perimeter on the wing. Brooklyn Besteman is it stolen away. Nice play by Audrey Smith. On the outlet to Haller. Underneath to Erickson to the right hand. She misses the bunny. Rolls off the rim. And Alaspa ties up the Rudyard player. We get a jump ball. The arrow will go to Sue High.
It's been amazing how many layups Sue High has missed tonight.
Oh, a ton. Is layup drills in the offing, coach, at practice, perhaps?
Yes.
Underneath, Haller. Back outside to Erickson. Alaspa, bounce pass, low block. Haller turns, shoots over the rim. Rebound underneath. Evo loses the ball for Sue High, and here comes Rudyard. Now Besteman stops her dribble across half court, kicks it to Molina. Molina on the right wing, 5:45 to go in the half. It's a 22-10 Blue Devil lead right now. And over to the right wing corner for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound goes back in the hands of Sue High. Whistle, and we get a jump ball, and the arrow will go to the Bulldogs. 5:38 to go here in the half, and a 12-point Sue High lead.
And if you're Claire Erickson or Sue High, when you get the rebound, first thing you should do is turn and look. Don't dribble. Look to pass the ball up the floor.
Underneath, nice play. Little hook shot up and in for Besteman. Boy, she's a solid player.
Yeah, she gets the ball. She's looking to score.
Very good in the low block.
Yes.
Now Alaspa quickly left wing side on the perimeter. Haller. Sue High is going to make roundhouse changes here on substitutions in a moment. Next whistle. Alaspa drives into the paint. Bounce pass. Haller streaks to the line. Up and in. Nice play by Jordan, who's had a really good game.
And great pass by Lily Alaspa. She looked like she was going to take the layup. Saw the much more open person in Jordan Haller for the easy layup.
Boy, I've been really impressed with Jordan Haller so far this year, Ray. Even in games of the Marquette game, she struggled. She just kept on fighting and kept on fighting, just determination and just showing great leadership out there. And you look at the point production, tonight she played extremely well against St. Ignace. She's really improved.
Yeah, and she's being matched up on the opposing team's best player.
Molina across half court, left wing side. She was a quality player last year, but just the improvements this year, she's a key contributor. There's a steal, good defensive play. Kelger and the outlet to Haller. Haller runs the floor. Jordan puts it up. That's a charge. Molina was set, says Buzz Menard. It's a good call by Todd. I think she was, and Rudyard gets the ball back. And now Molina on the inbounds. Full court press by Sue High. 24-12 the score. Sue High with the lead. That's Haller's first foul underneath Tristan Smith. Over Haller, no good. Rebound underneath. They battle. It's Besteman. Loose ball on the floor. Rolls back to the Bulldogs. Molina, free throw line extended. Too high off the glass. Rebound Sue High. McLean in the outlet. Left side Alaspa. She has Knowles with her. Bounce pass underneath. Haley puts it up wildly, but she was fouled on the play as the ball goes over the glass. And Haley Knowles to the line as the contact is made by Rudyard. 4:27 to go in the half and a 24-12 Sue High lead. Second foul of the game on Molina.
Smart play by Haley, though. So a lot of times kids will know they start to get fouled and they won't shoot. She got in the act of shooting, so she could get two free throws.
And now Haley at the line hits the first free throw. She has 6 points in the game for Sue High. Substitutions for Rudyard.
And this would be one of a goal for Sue High, as their free throw shooting hasn't been the best so far. And hopefully they can get better as the season goes along.
Second shot for Haley. She connects on both. And it's 26-12, Sue High. Long pass. Sue High caught napping defensively. Molina's shot no good up the right hand. Rebound, Alaspa gets stripped of the ball. Back to the Bulldogs. Lily goes to take it back and rips it right out of Besteman's hands, who was a little injured on the play. Just wrestled it right away from her, and they'll give the jump ball arrow to Sue High.
Lily's a tough girl. Oh. You better hold on tight if you want to keep that ball if it's a wrestling match.
And the inbounding pass coming up for Sue High in a moment. Substitution. Mayer comes back in. They'll get the Rudyard player out of the game. That's Jersey Belleville, rather not Besteman. Belleville was the one that was dinged up on that play with the last, but now Knowles. Knowles now over to Kelger, left wing on the baseline over Besteman. It's blocked. Rudyard comes down with it. Brooklyn Besteman. Besteman kicks it back outside. 4 minutes to go in the half and a 26-12 Suhai lead over Rudyard. Bulldogs bring it down. Molina. Molina now right wing side. This is Carly Mayer. Pat Bennett's looking for a double dribble. They lob it underneath. Tristan Smith rolls off the rim. Rebound Suhai. Here come the doubles. Haller runs the floor. She has numbers. Haller now puts it up right hand. No good. Blocking foul on the Bulldogs. It's on Molina. Or no, it's on Suhai. Offensive foul.
Yeah, and that's Jordan did a good job coming down, but at that point she should pull up and take the little jump shot.
And Haller will pick up her second foul of the game, and she will leave for Suhai. Blue Devils get Alyssa DeMolin into the game for Suhai, along with Riley Jewell. Now Rudyard lobs the ball down the floor. Grenfell going after it, and she loses it out of bounds off of Suhai. Rudyard balls. It's 26-12. Blue Devils with a lead. 3:38 left here in the first half of play.
And Coach Molina, he's not afraid of teams. He'll run and try and get his team to take lots of shots.
Grenfell is tied up by Alyssa DeMolin, and the arrow will go to Rudyard. Nice play by Alyssa, tying up the Rudyard player.
Confident, good move on her part.
Underneath, Bulldogs in the inbounds. Molina lobs it over to the right wing corner. Tristan Smith rolls up top. Smith guarded by Jewell. Jewell very quick defensively, goes off of Riley out of bounds, Rudyard ball.
It has been nice. Suhai's subbed quite frequently, and they haven't missed a beat tonight.
Now this is Besteman on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound goes back in the hands of Haley Knowles. Knowles now to Jewell. Jewell now across half court. Jewell loses it, and now Rudyard gets it back. Bulldogs now have it knocked away. Contact made. Whistle on the play as Kelger reached in, and a foul on Lily. It's her second, or her first, rather. Or maybe her second. They have two up on the board. And 3:15 left here in the half. They might not have changed it yet. And now Besteman to the line. And that one is no good. Rebound goes to the Suhai Blue Devils as Besteman misses that free throw. Suhai brings it down underneath. Noel's shot no good. Rebound underneath. Loose ball they battle. Rudyard comes down with it. 26-12 Suhai. They lob it down now. Wide open underneath. Shot is up and in off the right hand for Lane Grenfell.
Yeah, nice outlook pass. Good fast break by Rudyard.
And now the Bulldogs direct traffic. And Suhai now with the ball. They'll work it around to Kelger. Kelger. Back outside to Knowles. Knowles, DeMolin, Jewell. Jewell stumbles there, and it will go back to Suhai, or make it Rudyard. It went off of the Blue Devils. Bulldog ball underneath. They have to go the length of the floor. With 2:36 to go here in the half, substitution as Alaspa will come in. Kelger leaves.
And Rudyard's now going to 1-3-1 half-court defense to try and throw things up on Suhai.
Now the Blue Devils defensively, and Rudyard throws the ball away. They throw it right to Suhai, a Christmas gift for McLean. Emily to Haley Knowles, and it's knocked away. Contact made. Foul on Molina. Molina picks up her third foul. Suhai ball on the sideline in front of the Blue Devil student section. 2:25 to go here in the half. 26-14 Blue Devils. Substitution now for Rudyard. They will get Delaney McDowell into the game. And Carlos Molina will have Carly Mayer go to the bench, and Knowles on the inbounds. Haley lobs it out to the Suhai guard, Alaspa. Alaspa, 2:20 to go here in the half, whistle on the play, and we get contact, a foul on the Bulldogs, reaching in for that basketball.
She's had a few picks earlier in the game, but that time she wasn't in a good enough position to reach out.
Suhai in the inbounds. And it will be McLean in a moment.
A one-on-one.
And yep, now they're saying it's a one-on-one. Brooklyn Besteman with the foul. And DeMolin to the charity stripe. Alyssa DeMolin for Suhai. 26-14 Blue Devils. 27-14 Blue Devils. DeMolin hits her first free throw.
And that looked really good. Nice, good form on her shot.
Now Alyssa at the charity stripe. Second shot is up, and she connects on both of them for Suhai, does Alyssa DeMolin. 28-14, Blue Devils, 2:15 to go in the half. Molina with a travel, and it's too high ball.
And that's what the aggressive full court trapping defense is going to do, is force turnovers.
Carlos Molina wants a timeout, and he'll talk things over. Sioux High with a 28-14 lead with 2:15 to go here in the first half of play. And a reminder, tomorrow night, Ray will be in Rudyard with Scott Nason, as Scotty will fill in for yours truly. Sioux High boys basketball at Rudyard. Of course, the rematch of the game here to open up the season when Rudyard came from behind to beat Sioux High. And Scott and Ray will be on the air around 7 o'clock at the tip-off show. They'll start the game 50 minutes after that. On Saturday, Sioux High's here to Alpena. And Scotty's filling in for me on that day as well with Ray as Alpena comes to town. So we have boys basketball coming up on the docket the next 2 days after tonight. Hopefully the Blue Devils can bounce back. Tough loss against perhaps the best team in the UP in Escanaba, as Escanaba thumped them pretty good last night, but that's a very good Escanaba team, and Sioux High played well against Rudyard in the first matchup here in the Sioux, and of course they beat Rudyard last year, for recall, in boys basketball. A bit of a surprise in Rudyard.
Yes, who's maybe we'll have a repeat.
Yeah, who's to say it can't happen twice? Twice in 2 years. Now Alaspa, pull up jumper, up and in from the left side on the wing. Nice play for Lily for a long two.
And that's good. We'd like to see Lily. She's great at driving. She can add the outside shot and make it an even better player.
There's a steal. Riley Jewell with the steal. It's very quick defensively. Jewell now bounce pass to Mullen. Back free throw line extended. McLean, left wing side. Alaspa fakes a three. Drives inside to Mullen. Jewell for three right side, and that's off the rim. Rebound. Strong rebound for Rudyard Grenfell. She lost control, though, as she went down. A ball goes out of bounds. Bulldogs will make four substitutions. 1:38 to go in the half. 30-14, Sioux High with the lead.
Yeah, I think Bessemann on Rudyard actually kind of bumped her out. They both kind of went for the ball. And
She tried to get rid of it, hoping someone would go get it, but didn't happen.
Best laid plans.
McLean lobs it out now to Jewell. Jewell hangs on to the ball, dribble drive left hand. Now she'll push it through the lane, forces it back left side on the perimeter to the left side. Alaspa rolls up top. Now Lily with the ball. Lily left side, kicks it left wing for three. Jewell plenty of time, off the rim, no good. Rebound Rudyard Bestemann. Brooklyn Bestemann for the Bulldogs brings it down 30-14. Sioux High, minute 15 to go in the half. Now Mirror, nice move, baseline runner, no good. Rebound, loose ball, goes back to Sioux High, and McLean gets reached in there, and a foul by Rudyard.
Yep. Rudyard, when Sioux High gets a defensive rebound, Rudyard sending two girls right at the ball to try and double-team the ball to slow down the fast break.
To the line will be McLean for Sioux High. Second foul of the game on Carly Mayer for Rudyard. Riley Jewell will leave. And McLean misses on the free throw for Sioux High. Rebound underneath, contact made. Devils able to grab that rebound. And now to the line will be Lily Alaspa.
A nice rebound by Lily, and good strong move going up.
Bestemann has three fouls, that's her third. And Alaspa to the line. 1:07 left in the half, 30-14 Sioux High. Lily bends at the knees, it's in and out. So shoot another.
Yep, everyone jumped in because they thought it was a one-on-one. Whoops.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
And now Alaspa. Second shot, no good. Rebound, back to Rudyard. Here come the Dogs with a minute to go. Rudyard now across half court. Now it's Mayer. Bestemann. Bestemann, dribble drive left hand. Brooklyn now back to her right. Kicks it right wing side on the perimeter now. And in the lane, Belleville nearly traveled. A tough shot up and in.
Hey, when in doubt, go up strong and shoot it at the basket.
She has 5 points for the Bulldogs. 30-16, Sioux High with a lead. Alaspa drives the right lane. Tough shot up and in off the glass.
She's passed it. She's shot it from outside. And now she takes it strong to the rack.
Now the Bulldogs bring it down. They push it down to Desta McDowell. Now underneath, a little roll to the baseline, no good for Belleville. And contact made, Alaspa went flying. Foul on Sioux High. Nope, it's on Rudyard. Offensive foul at 23.7 seconds to go here in the half. Shooting free throws here because Sioux High's in the double bonus.
And that's her fourth foul, and Coach Molina is not too pleased.
And Brooklyn will have a seat on the bench. Nope. most coaches aren't when your top player has four fouls and you're not the halftime yet.
Well, that's when you get people say, wow, coach, that's why she should have been out of the game
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yes.
Now Alaspa puts it up and in. As Lily hits that first one. 33-16, Sioux High with the lead. 23.7 seconds to go. And that one is no good for Lily. And there's a steal at half court. Sioux High. This is Bell. Bell going up for the layup. No good off the rim. Rebound underneath. Bell tried to get it. Stepped out of bounds on the baseline. Rudyard ball, 33-16. Rudyard has the ball and Sioux High with the lead. 12.8 seconds to go in the half. Inbounding pass to Mayer. Mayer, they bring it down. Desta McDowell across half court. Now 7 seconds to go. This is Tristan Smith underneath, and that shot won't go or make that. Emily Coppett's in the game. Contact made on that baseline, sending Belleville to the line for Rudyard. 1.8 seconds to go in the half, 33-16, Sioux High.
Nice offensive rebound by Belleville. While the Sioux High players were watching the ball, she moved, got it, and went up strong, and now gets rewarded with 2 free throws.
DeMolin's first foul of the game. First free throw up and in.
High arcing free throw there.
Nothing but nylon. And it's 33-17 Sioux High. 1.8 seconds left in the half. Second one off the front half of the rim. Now that shot no good. The horn will sound as the rebound by Mirror was well off the mark. And it's a 33-17 Sioux High lead at the break. And we'll come back to the first half stats and much more. Blue Devils 33 in girls basketball. Rudyard 17. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. The score at halftime of this girls' basketball game is Sioux High 33, Rudyard 17. First half stats of the game for the Bulldogs. They were led in that first half of play by 7 points from Brooklyn Bestman. Chesney Molina, or make that Jersey Belleville, had 6 points in that first half of play. 2 from Lane Grenfell and 2 from Carly Mayer in the first half for Rudyard. Bulldogs are 2-4 for the charity stripe. They connected on 5 2-point field goals and 1-3 as well. In foul trouble, Brooklyn Besteman has 4 fouls for Rudyard, 2 each from Carly Mayer along with Chesney Molina, and 1 each from Tristan Smith and Lane Grenfell for the Bulldogs. Sioux High offensively led in that first half. Jordan Haller with 11 points, 7 each from Haley Knowles and Lily Alaspa in that first half of play. 4 from Claire Erickson, 2 from Lily Kelger, and Alyssa DeMolin with 2 as well in that first half for the Sioux High Blue Devils. Devils are 5 of 9 from the charity stripe. They connected on 9 2-point field goals and 2 threes as well. Ray, your thoughts on that first half of play?
A good ball movement by Sioux High. Great job fast breaking. Their defense is much better than it was for the opening game. If you're Sioux High, maybe the only criticism is make your more free throws and make the layups.
And right now the Blue Devils looking pretty good as they have the lead 33-17. The JV game was all Sioux High 59-12 earlier tonight. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back with they don't have a time on the clock, but they're just going to have to back time it. But we'll take a 3-minute timeout here, Frank, and be back. 33-17, Sioux High with a lead on 1230 WSOO. Back to action as we played about 22 seconds of the second half in the third quarter. It is 33-17 right now as Sioux High has the lead over the Rudyard Bulldogs. A foul on Haley Knowles. That was her first. Bulldogs throw it away. Sioux High gets it back. They'll lob it down. 33-17 Blue Devils. Erickson bounce pass left side. Knowles misses the layup. Rebound Sioux High Kelger. Free throw line extended. Alaspa gets fouled from behind by Molina.
Molina just, I think she lost her time-space continuum there and just ran right into her.
Mal McLean on the inbounds, wide open. Alaspa squeaks that layup through from the left hand.
Scorer's touch.
35-17 Sioux High. Now it's the Bulldogs with it. They'll bring it down. Emily Coppets back outside they go. Left side for 3, and it's good from the left wing side. Jersey Belleville.
Nice shot.
She has a good touch herself, 35-20. Blue Devils up by 15 with 7 minutes left. here in the third quarter. Knowles catches that pass, had to do a balancing act on the sideline to hang on. McLean tied up, woo, with the Rudyard player, Coppins, who, again, that's another strong Sioux High player that you really don't want to get in a tussle for the ball with, because, of course, Coppins went flying. Her. It looked like her face hit the floor, but I think it just missed. That would have been ugly otherwise. Molina, cross half court. This is going to be Grenfell. Grenfell with a ball. Knowles knocks it away off of Rudyard, and Grenfell can't hang on. Sioux High ball with a 35-20 lead here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Sioux High did a great job trapping her in Rudyard. Didn't have anybody come to help Grenfell out.
Alaspa runs the floor, and it goes right by McLean out of bounds. Back to Rudyard. 6:37 to go here in the third.
Coach Bennett is not very happy with his team right now. Kind of turning the ball over. Rudyard's come out much more determined and confident.
Now this is Tristan Smith. Smith bounces the ball right wing side. Belleville for three, and she drains another one. I foresee a timeout coming here in the not-too-distant future for Sioux High. 35-23, Sioux High with a lead. If they don't score here and Rudyard scores again, there's going to be a TL. Knowles. Up high, right wing side, no good. Rebound, loose ball, Rudyard again. Grenfell loses it to Kelger, shot no good. Bulldogs come down with it, Tristan Smith. Smith pushes it down the right lane. Now she'll bring it down. Now Smith. Smith now quickly to Molina. Molina hanging onto the ball, down low around Kelger, puts it up, whistle, and a foul on Erickson.
Yep, Erickson didn't have her arm straight up. She had them at an angle, and if there's contact, that's an automatic foul. You can't argue that.
5:53 to go in the third, 35-23 Sioux High, and to the line will be Molina. First foul for Erickson.
And Rudyard has done a great job coming out this second half, playing with confidence and a lot of effort and energy in their part.
Now Molina hit the first free throw. She'll shoot another for the Bulldogs. And that one there is good as well for Chesney Molina, and here come the Blue Devils up by 10, 35-25. Now Kelger, dribble drive at the charity stripe. Back outside to McLean, underneath, looking for Erickson. Deflected away off of Belleville. Belleville having a very good third quarter at both ends of the floor. Timeout. There's the timeout. Knew it was coming. And Sioux High will talk things over, and I think it will be a one-sided conversation.
Oh, yeah. Sioux High's had turnover, turnover, missed shot, turnover. And that was almost a turnover there. I don't blame Coach Bennett. Usually, when you come out at halftime, you always tell your team, it's that first 2 to 3 minutes of the quarter. We want to establish who we are, and so you can get these other kids playing.
Right.
They came out, looked like they thought Rudyard was just going to roll over and let them walk over them, and Rudyard had no plans in doing that.
And now the lead's down to 10.
Yeah.
35-25, Sioux High with the lead here in the third quarter, early third quarter. Bulldogs have come out firing, and Jersey Belleville leading the cause for the Rudyard Bulldogs, who come in 2-2, Sioux High 4-0. Blue Devils will be back in action Monday night, home to Newberry. Our next girls game as well. Tip-off show around 7 here on 1230 WSOO. Now McLean in the lob pass, and they'll kick it back out to Knowles. Sioux High now, 35-25, have the lead. Right wing side, they'll work it around. And now back out, it goes to Alaspa. Alaspa, Knowles, left corner for three off the baseline, no good. Rebound, strong rebound by Grenfell. Grenfell, not a Molina. Molina defended by Knowles in a 10-point Sioux High lead, 5:20 to go, foul on the play. And it's on the Blue Devils as Rudyard will get the ball near the sideline. It's Knowles with the foul.
Yeah, she knocked over the screener, which she can't do.
Now they'll bring it down. Grenfell turns it over to the hands of Sioux High in transition. Alaspa, she'll run the floor, has Knowles underneath, up and into the right hand.
And it's finally nice to see Sioux High score on a fast break layup there.
37-25 Sioux High, and the inbounding pass. Molina tries to squeeze it in, and it's kicked away. It will stay Rudyard ball underneath. Sioux High in a full court press.
And that's one thing nice about scoring. Now you get a chance to set up your full court defense.
37-25 Sioux High. Under 5 to go here in the third. And there's a bad pass, and it's sloppily played by Rudyard. Loose ball at half court, jump ball possession. Arrow goes to the Devils. Erickson tied up with Grenfell, and it will be Sioux High ball at half court. Knowles to do the honors.
Yeah, the two Rudyard players were really confused on who was going to do what. And
Knowles now on the inbounds. Substitutions for the Bulldogs. They get Coppets back in, and Grenfell will have a seat. Inbounding pass, Alaspa. Alaspa, left wing side, Haller. Haller rolls up top. Jordan, free throw line extended, Erickson. Erickson dribbles right side on the right wing up high. Alaspa for three, no good. Rebound. Besteman comes down with it. Jump ball, and the arrow will go to Rudyard.
And on Rudyard's side, if Besteman gets the ball, you better hold on tight because she's got a good strong grip on it.
Now Molina on the inbounds. Molina bounce past Besteman. Brooklyn now pushes the ball down the floor to the right lane. Tristan Smith now back to Chesney Molina. Molina guarded by Knowles. So roll off a screen to the right wing side. Try to drive the lane. Whistle. There's contact on Knowles, I do believe.
That was a nice foul. Yes, that was a nice play. Rudyard kind of sets up on one side, rolls everybody over, gives Molina the whole right lane to drive.
Now underneath. Rudyard on the inbounds. Molina, Besteman. Besteman over Erickson. Forces up a shot. It won't go. Loose ball. Contact made. And a foul called underneath on Sioux High with 4:20 to go here in the third and a 37-25 Blue Devil lead. To the line will be Emily Coppets for the Bulldogs. We'll get a substitution. Mackenzie Bell will come in here.
And that's what Rudyard right now is outworking the Sioux, and that's why they're getting themselves to the free throw line.
Kelger, her third foul of the game. Bell will come in and Knowles will leave. And Coppets to the line, made the first free throw. She'll shoot another. Lead is 37-26, stays that way. Rebound goes to Haller as the second free throw misses. Haller on the left side and a reach-in foul by Tristan Smith.
That's a foul. This officiating crew has decided that they were going to have been calling that all night long, so it should be no surprise to the players.
Inbounding pass, Haller. Haller now back at half court with the ball. Now Jordan, the senior, gets it left wing side. Bell fakes a three. And now McKenzie, free throw line extended. Now Erickson, left wing. Kelger loses the handle underneath, gets it back. Back right wing side, Haller for three, and it's good from Jordan from downtown.
I think they counted it as a two.
Yep. And Haller with the long two. She stepped on the line, and now they'll bring it right wing side, Molina. Molina throws it back outside. This is going to be played by Belleville, so force it up, it won't go. Rebound goes to Sioux High. Here come the Devils. They have numbers. Moving to the right wing side, Bell. Bell underneath is Alaspa. Up and in with a left hand for Lily. And now Sioux High's cooking. They're back in business. 41-26. They have the lead. Steal at half court, Erickson. Erickson in transition. Puts it up left hand. No good. The rebound, Alaspa's there. Up and in. Timeout on the floor, just like that at 43-26. Sioux High with a couple steals, and bam, they increase the lead to double digits. So that's how quick they can turn things around when they want to play.
Yeah, I mean, the last two, 3 minutes, since the timeout, Sioux High has played more Sioux High basketball.
43-26, Sioux High with a lead over the Rudyard Bulldogs. Dave Watson, Ray Bell here at the Sioux High Gym. Our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. And Mike Spooler, IT director, back on the west side of Lansing. JV game was all Sioux High earlier tonight, 59-12. Blue Devils are coming in 4-0. They'll be off till Monday when Newberry comes to town. We'll have the tip-off show around 7. And then on Thursday next week, they'll play Escanaba here. That will be a dandy. They'll have two games with Escanaba back-to-back. One here and then the one there. We'll have them both here on Radio Sioux, hopefully. We hope to have the road game on with Todd Gern, the voice of Escanaba basketball, bringing us that broadcast, hopefully. Now here comes the Bulldogs in transition. Tristan Smith, nice move to the layup. Right hand up and in.
Best way to beat his press is go up over the top if they're overplaying you.
Just over 3 minutes to go here in the third and a 43-28 lead for Sioux High. Alaspa with a shove off of Molina. Bounce pass to Kelger. She couldn't handle it. Went out of bounds. Too bad because she was wide open underneath. Back to Rudyard.
Yeah, I think she was looking for the layup before she caught the ball.
Indeed. 43-28, Sioux High with a lead. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Bulldogs walk the ball up the floor. Tristan Smith. Smith now guarded closely by Haller. Bounce pass stolen away. Here come the Devils. They have numbers. This is Erickson running the floor. Left-hand layup up and in for Claire.
And Claire did a great job of getting her body set in case there was contact and position to make that layup.
Kelger with the steal in the full court press. Erickson underneath goes off a Rudyard knee. Back to Sioux High Bell. Mackenzie Bell. Bell left wing side. Haller open for three, and that's in and out. And the rebound goes back to Brooklyn Besteman and the Bulldogs. 45-28, Sioux High. Molina stops and pops. Tough shot up and in off the glass.
Good decision on her part because Kelgar was in position to draw the charge.
45-30, Blue Devils by 15 with 2:10 to go in the third. Alaspa on the sideline. Kelgar rolls up top. Lilly with a ball underneath to a streaking Bell up and in for McKenzie.
Pick and roll. Fundamental basketball. Sioux High is doing a great job of that tonight.
47-30, Blue Devils with a 17-point lead, and Tristan Smith throws it away. She wanted Belleville on the right wing side. Back to Sioux High with a minute 51 to go. Substitutions. Lane Grenfell will come in for the Bulldogs. Kelger will inbound on the sideline for Sioux High. And we get a stoppage. And looks like Smith will leave.
Yep, Rudyard had six on the floor. So
too many men. Give him 2 minutes.
Wrong sport.
Alaspa, right wing side. Bell, about a foot outside the perimeter. Dribble drive. Nice backdoor cutter to McLean. Up and in for Sioux High.
And that's what Sioux High does. They set the pick, and the picker goes, rolls to the basket.
Grenfell, right wing side now. It's 49-30, Sioux High. Now Mayer. Mayer back to Molina. Molina with the ball. She's tied up there, and Alaspa grabbed it right around and realized, oh, that's a foul. And now it's knocked away by Mackenzie Bell.
And how about the look in the Rudyard girl? Lays her hand like, yeah. What are you doing?
And she's draped all over me like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
Alaspa's like, well, no, can't do that. She knew right away, too. She pulled those arms back as quick as she, but she wrapped herself right around her. Then it's like, well, wait a minute.
We'll give the referees kudos for kind of letting that play out.
If it was the ones we had last Friday, oh, that whistle would have blown right away.
Yes.
Now Brooklyn Besteman with the ball. Besteman underneath. Shot won't go. Rebound. Loose ball underneath. They battle. A rugby scrum ensues. Oh, Besteman put her foot right in McLean's face. I think that was inadvertent as limbs and all kinds of limbs and arms are flailing all around there, and it will be Sioux High ball.
Yeah, no, she plays with a lot of passion, and I, like you say, I don't think that was intentional. It was.
No, there was all kinds of different limbs and body parts flying all over the place there. Alaspa now gets bumped into by Molina. Ball goes out of bounds back to the Blue Devils.
And now I might say the officials need to start calling some fouls because it's starting to get
a little
rough out here.
Alaspa underneath, whistle contact made, foul on Molina. I think they said that's on Chesney. Yep, it is her fourth. And the inbounding pass will go to Sioux High on the sideline.
I love Marty Spencer. He knows how to handle coaches and players out there.
And now this is McLean, and over to Alaspa, up and into the foul, and Lily to the line. She's had a nice third quarter.
A great give-and-go basketball. She went up strong, yes. And like you say, and I like how she's been balanced. She's looked for passing. She's taken the drive. She's knocked down the outside shot. She's played good defense. She's done it all tonight.
Delaney McDowell, her first foul of the game, and Alaspa to the line. That one no good. A rebound, chased down in the corner. Stepping out of bounds was Rudyard there. Grenfell, and it will be Sioux High ball. Probably should have let it go. Substitution. Blue Devils now will get into the game again. Number 34, Hannah Evo, comes in for Sioux High. Underneath, McLean finds Alaspa up off the glass. No good. The rebound goes to Rudyard. Bulldogs bring it down to Grenfell. Grenfell now will direct traffic, bring the ball down. Bell defends. 51-30, Sioux High with the lead. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Now free throw line extended. There's Molina for a three, and that's good from downtown.
Yep. Molina can get hot real quick. She is a very good scorer.
51-33, Blue Devils, 27 seconds left here in the third quarter. Alaspa walks the ball up the floor. Molina defends. Crossover dribble to her left side. Now in the paint, McLean, nice give and go underneath. Evo up and in.
And as a coach, that's what you like to see. Unselfish basketball and get one of the players that doesn't normally play an opportunity to score.
Molina fouled there into the game for Sioux High was Taylor Pratt. It looked like the foul was on Taylor. So with 7.1 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. 53-33, Blue Devils with the lead. And underneath, that shot is up and in for Grenfell. An easy layup on the inbounds. And they give Laspa the foul. The horn sounds as the shot goes up, and that's no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. 53-35, Sioux High with the lead. Back in 1 minute with the fourth on 1230 WSOO. As we start the fourth quarter of play, 53-35, Blue Devils with a lead over Rudyard. Sioux High looking to get the 5-0 in girls' hoops. Rudyard comes in 2-2, Blue Devils 4-4. Rudyard has the ball, moving left to right, shooting at the north end basket. Shot no good for Rudyard. Rebound goes back to the Blue Devils. Long pass on the outlet. There's Alaspa up and in. Tough shot off the left hand.
Yeah, that was a very tough shot. She's had a nice touch this second half.
And now Belleville, Delaney McDowell back to Jersey. Tough shot there as well at an awkward spot. Up and in off the glass.
Whatever you can do, I can do better.
Well, I guess so. It's like a game of horse going on.
Yes.
55-37 Blue Devils. Now Emily McLean holds onto the ball. One dribble back to Alaspa. Alaspa, free throw line extended. Evo loses it. There's a loose ball on the floor. Back it goes to Sioux High. Now McLean, Bell wide open, left side, shot off the rim, no good. Rebound back to Rudyard, and here come the Bulldogs. They'll push the ball down the floor. Jersey Belleville hanging on to it. Free throw line extended. They'll work it around over to Desta McDowell. Back outside for three, Molina, no good. Rebound, Hannah Evo quickly gets it out now to Alaspa. Alaspa slows it down with 6:40 to go in the fourth and a 55-37 Blue Devil lead as they direct traffic. Alaspa with a big second half. Lily driving the lane, whistle, contact made, and a foul on Delaney McDowell.
Yep, reach in there.
6:36 to go here in the fourth. Roundhouse substitutions for Pat Bennett. DeMolin comes in. He'll get Erickson, Riley Jewell, Jordan Haller in, and Haley Knowles.
And I'm sure this is what you're going to see the fourth quarter. You're going to see some starters mixed in with some of the other kids so the other kids can learn the system and be successful out there.
Sage and Nolan in the game. She'll get the ball to Haller. Back out left side, Knowles. Swing pass left side, long to Erickson. No good from the left wing. Rebound and little Sage and Nolan out there going for the ball, and it's a jump ball. The arrow will go to Sioux High. Nice hustle play by Nolan.
Small players play with a lot of heart and passion.
She came in that game against Marquette and gave some key minutes in that second quarter when Sioux High needed them from someone other than their usual rotation.
Yes, she did.
And Pat mentioned that in the postgame show. Shot no good, the rebound Sioux High. A loose ball, there's Nolan again. Kicks it back outside, Erickson. Erickson on a bad pass, and here come the Bulldogs with numbers. They have three players moving in transition. Tristan Smith, long shot, no good off the right wing. Rebound back to the Blue Devils, Haller. Haller now will bring the ball down on the outlet, left wing side. Knowles quickly out, it goes to Nolan. Nolan now, free throw line, they'll work it around, throws it nearly out of bounds. What a hit, Scott Love in the head there. He's talking with the player. And now here comes Rudyard bringing it down, and Nolan blocking foul on her as Tristan Smith was driving down that left lane.
Yep. Nolan wanted to try and draw the charge, but Smith was going too fast for the get position.
55-37 Blue Devils, 5:49 to go here in the fourth. And to the line is Tristan Smith for the Rudyard Bulldogs. Tristan bends at the knees, and that shot no good for her. The rebound, Brooklyn Besteman's there, the follow-up it in.
She's got a great nose for that basketball and goes up strong when she gets a chance.
Now back come the Blue Devils the other way, and that was Nolan, or make that Knowles, and she'll move to the right lane up high, midcourt, and Pat Bennett calls the timeout. Blue Devils with a 55-39 lead here in the fourth quarter of play against the Rudyard Bulldogs as Sioux High looks to try to get to 5-0 overall, and with the win here tonight, they'd be 4-0 in conference. They've only played one non-league game. That was against Marquette. They'll be back in league play again on Monday with Newberry coming here. Of course, that abbreviated schedule. You got to shoehorn everything in, and that means get all the league games in.
Yep, which works out all right.
Right.
So.
And I like the Sioux High schedule this year. They have, you know, two games against Marquette, two games against Escanaba. They go to DeWitt. Some strong non-conference opponents, going in. And the DeWitt game is about a week or so before districts, about March 13th. That's a good team down, of course, in the Lansing area that's been deep into the playoffs, a good program. And Sioux High was able to pick them up. DeWitt called them the day that everything opened up. And Sioux High said, sure, we'll come down and play it. So it worked out pretty good.
Yes.
And, of course, Pat Bennett teams have never been afraid to travel.
Yeah, no.
And now Nolan brings it down underneath. There's a steal. And Rudyard able to pick it up. Contact made. Foul. Will be shooting free throws as Rudyard's in the bonus. And Brooklyn Besteman will go to the charity stripe. Foul's on Nolan, her second.
And Besteman again. She's got a nose for that ball. Either stealing it, rebounding it.
Carlos's team here, Rudyard is, they're a pesky bunch. They do not quit.
Oh, no, they don't. They usually play physical. Fast break basketball, very tough. Sometimes a little feisty.
Yep.
You can get some of them sometimes lose some of their cool, but they never give up.
Besteman hits both free throws. Rudyard lost to Newberry by five. That was their other loss other than the one to Sioux High. They beat Cedarville and Detour so far. Of course, they're in both the EUP Conference and the Straits area. And now up high in the post to Nolan. Nolan kicks it back out to Knowles. He'll work some clock with 5:10 to go. And now a mid-range jumper left side. There's Haller and Jordan up it in. As Jordan's had a big game.
Yep, she's quietly becoming that score that teams aren't going to used to seeing and can make that outside shot to open up the defense. If
they get Erickson going between Erickson, Alaspa, and then Haller. Then you got a pretty good threesome there to go with there as, Jordan's kind of trying to take over for the other Jordan and Jordan Scott last year, that player.
Exactly.
Contact and foul out Sioux High.
And then you add Calgar, who comes off the bench, that always is good for 6 to 12 points, either by her scoring or by her setting up somebody.
Nolan picks up her third foul, and that one is up and in for Molina and the Bulldogs. They'll shoot another one. Nolan with three fouls. It's 57-42. Sioux High with the lead. 4:47 left. And Molina hits the free throw. She makes them both for the Bulldogs. She's had a nice second half.
Yes, she has. And she tends to be more of a second half player.
Rudyard has a little bit of skills this year. We talked about Besteman, Molina. I like Jersey Belleville.
Yes.
I mean, there's some talent there. Now Knowles, left wing side, Haller. Haller back outside to Knowles. 57-43, Sioux High. Now right wing side, this is Alaspa underneath. Erickson, nice move, one dribble, turn, shoot, up and in.
Yep, very composed, went up smart and strong with that shot.
Now Rudyard brings it down to Tristan Smith, bounce pass, Belleville, right hand, up and in. Tough shot as she hits that one, falling down for the Bulldogs. And now back come the Blue Devils the other way. This is Alaspa, bounce pass looking for Haller. Beyond her reach, couldn't hang on. Back to Rudyard, 59-45. Sioux High with a lead with 4:10 to go here in this one. Rudyard to inbound, substitutions. Carly Mayer comes in. Jersey Belleville will have a seat. Molina to inbound for the Bulldogs. Another substitution.
Yep, and since Rudyard keeps hanging around in this game, Sioux High staying in that full court press.
Just when you think you got a handle on, they keep on coming back at you. Tristan Smith back to Chesney Molina. Molina pushes the ball down. Knowles defends, and a whistle, and a foul on Haley.
Yep, and that's too close. You got to give yourself about a step back. Close enough where you make the player feel uncomfortable, but back enough where she can't go into you and draw the foul.
First free throw up and in for Molina. Connects on that one.
Yeah, she's a good shooter. She's kind of streaky at times. When she gets hot, she gets really hot.
59-46 the score. Second one is no good. Rebound goes into the corner. Chased down by Besteman. She comes out, mid-range jumper, no good. Right wing side. contact made underneath and a foul on Sioux High with 3:55 to go.
And I think that's on Jordan Haller. Push from behind.
And that will be Haller's third, sending Molina back to the line.
Besteman and Molina both are two players that have a nose for the basketball.
Molina misses that first free throw. She'll shoot another. 59-46 Sioux High. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Blue Devils lead the Bulldogs of Rudyard here. Looking to sweep Rudyard on the season. Molina hits the second shot. 59-47 the score. And now a long pass left wing side, Kelger. Mid-range jumper on the baseline. That's good from the right wing side for Lily.
Yeah, she's got a nice little, her outside shot has improved this year.
Now Molina drives the right lane. Dribble drive behind the back. Gets her pocket picked. There's Kelger into the front court. Transition play. Bounce pass underneath. Erickson is there to the right hand and in.
Love the unselfish fast break basketball and finishing at the end.
63-47 Blue Devils. 3:25 to go in the fourth. Now Besteman. Little scoop shot. No good. Rebound. DeMolin coming down with the rebound. Gets crashed into there. Contact made. Foul on Besteman.
Yep.
That might be it for her.
Yeah, that is it. She knew it. Good call.
Jersey Belleville comes in. They'll get Carly Mara to leave. And, you know, Rudyard only, you know, they have nine players, but, you know, they have depth. They utilize pretty much the whole roster.
Yes, they do.
Now Haller, dribble drive left hand, bounce pass underneath. There's DeMolin up and in. Nice give and go.
And that's what we've seen all night long from Sioux High. The right side, pick and roll, finish.
65-47 Sioux High. Underneath now, this is a play by the Bulldogs. Grenfell, right wing side, Tristan Smith. Long cross court pass, DeMolin stole it. Couldn't hang on. She ran right away from the ball. She ran so fast. Goes out of bounds. Back to the Bulldogs. You know, and Alyssa DeMolin, not to interrupt you, Ray, we've talked about her, but she's another one that is right there on the cusp. And I said this last year several times. We talked about it at the St. Ignace game. If any other team, she would have got more minutes. And she's another one, I think, that could be a good player for Sioux High this year.
Yes, she does a very good job in the post. Smart player, plays within her ability.
Now at half court, there's a steal. Audrey Smith into the game, tried to hang on to it, goes out of bounds. Audrey did with the basketball as well. Rudyard ball at half court. Alaska, Kelger, Audrey Smith out there with Jordan Haller for Sioux High and Claire Erickson. Rudyard on the inbounds, Molina. 2.5 left. Sioux High looking to get the 5-0 on the campaign and 4-0 in league play. With a win here tonight, now Jersey Belleville back outside, Tristan Smith. Midcourt now, long two, and make it a three. Molina drives inside on Audrey Smith, lost control of the ball. They call a late whistle on that one, a foul on Audrey Smith. I agree with the call, but Vinny was a little late on that.
Although my argument would be she was out of control,
right,
the offensive player.
Yep.
But it came to the point where they both went down and you had to call something, so I think that was the hesitation.
65-47 the score. And to the line will be Molina. Two fouls on Audrey Smith. And the first free throw up and in. As Chesney hits that one, Jordan Haller leaves. Her night is done. An excellent game for her yet again. Riley Jewell checks in.
Yes, Jordan had a great game tonight.
Now that shot for Molina. And she connects on that as well for the Bulldogs. 65-49. Blue Devils with the lead with 2 minutes and change left in this one. Now they'll bring it down to Alaspa. Alaspa guarded by Molina. Alaspa hanging on, a little crossover dribble right wing side. She'll try to roll off a screen to the right lane. Now back out towards midcourt. Alaspa working some clock here with under two to go in the ball game. 65-49 Sioux High. Erickson, nice pass underneath. And that shot won't go for Audrey Smith. Rebound and nearly out of bounds, and she did. Tristan Smith ran out of real estate. Alaspa was right on her. Sioux High ball underneath the Blue Devil basket.
Yeah, when you get the rebound, you have to turn and look. Don't start dribbling because you can dribble yourself into trouble, which is what she did.
Now Jewel on the inbounds. Jewel looking underneath. Erickson couldn't hang on. Goes off of Rudyard back to Sioux High.
You know things are going good when it goes through your hands, hits the other team and out of bounds, so you get a second shot at it.
Now on the inbounds, this is Jewel. Jewel looking, Jewel trying to thread the needle. Loose ball. She picks it right back up on the floor. Rolls it on the ground to Erickson. 1:40 to go, and the Blue Devils with a 65-49 lead. Nice move. Twisting through the lane. Claire Erickson up at it.
From all the way up top, reverse dribble, split the lane, very smooth.
67-49, Sioux High. Molina drives the left lane. Now Chesney twisting through. Nice move. Shot partially blocked. Foul on the play on Sioux High. 1:24 left.
I thought you got all ball, but...
And she thought so as well.
Yeah. But a lot of it's the angle you see it at, so...
Now underneath, or rather at the free throw line, this is Molina again, making a living in the second half from that charity stripe. First one off the front half of the rim, she'll shoot another. And a foul is on Jewel, that was Riley's first. Substitutions. Alaspa's night is done. She had a big second half as well. As Taylor Pratt back in the game. And that one is good for Molina. And we'll get another substitution. Mackenzie Bell comes in, and Claire Erickson, who had a nice second half quietly, and she will leave.
Yes, she started. Looks like she's starting to become more of a scorer.
Now Kelger, long outlet pass, right side, Taylor Pratt. Pratt over in the right corner, long two, off the rim for Jewel. The rebound, Kelger can't hang on. Back to Rudyard, and here comes Grenfell. Grenfell in the outlet to Jersey Belleville. Belleville now twisting, kicks it back to midcourt. Now they'll work it around to Grenfell. Grenfell, right wing side. That shot no good. Rebound, Bell. She can't hang on. Back to Tristan Smith. We get a whistle over in that corner, and it will go back to Sioux High with 58 seconds to go at a 67-50 Blue Devil lead.
Yeah, she carried the ball.
And it will be Mackenzie Bell. Taylor Pratt. Back it goes to Mackenzie. Mackenzie back across half court. Now Bell. Bell, lob pass, down low they go. This is Kelger, whistle, contact made, and a foul on the Bulldogs.
I like Kelger posting up. She's nice post move, and once she decides to shoot, she's going through you.
Plays bigger than her frame, we've said that many times.
Yes, we have.
And Kelger misses that first one. Plays big in big games. That's
yes.
District final against Kingsley. Comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the foul on Rudyard, that is two on Grenfell. Kelger misses that second one as well. Rebound goes to Rudyard. Here come the Bulldogs. 45 seconds left, 67-50. Sioux High with the lead over the Rudyard Bulldogs here, looking to go 5-0 on the campaign early on. Now right wing side, Tristan Smith. Smith on the baseline, right wing side, rather on the wing. Shot no good. Audrey Smith for Sioux High. The rebound to Riley Jewell. She loses it. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up. Kopich up it in.
Nice shot for her. Very aggressive Rudyard team.
67-52. Sioux High with the lead. 15 seconds to go. They'll work the clock down to zero here. Now Nolan, or make that Jewell. Jewell will run the clock right out. Sioux High will move on to the win. 67-52 will be the final score here at the Sioux High Gym as the Blue Devils win this one. 67-52 over Rudyard. They're 5-0 overall, 4-0 in conference play. And Ray, hey, off to a good start 2 weeks into the season. And this Rudyard team really gave them a lot of fight again tonight. And I don't think it's as much. Sioux High at times obviously had to correct some things this evening. But give the Rudyard team credit, and I think a lot of it has to do with how much Rudyard has improved as opposed to what Sioux High is doing wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Molina is a very good guard. She's a senior, been there. Belleville's got a nice shot. And then you got Besteman inside. So you got three good players. You got two players, you're going to be good. You got three players, you're going to have a really good season. And they did quite well. They did very well.
Nice second half, and the key players came up. Alaska, a huge second half. And we talked about Haller, Erickson. It was like you mentioned, it was nice to see her get going. And from that time out on, Sioux High had control of this game.
Yeah, that third quarter was like two games.
Yep.
The first 4 minutes was all Rudyard, and then the last 4 minutes, the Sioux High decided to take control and play the way they're capable of.
Thanks again, Ray, as always, for helping me out. Have fun with Scotty tomorrow night in Rudyard, and I'll be back with you Monday night when Newberry comes in here for girls basketball.
And that should be a good game.
Yep, and Newberry beat Rudyard by five.
Yes.
So, you know, we shall see there. Thanks again, Ray. And we will be back with more of the pregame or pregame, postgame show. I'll get it right eventually, as we'll have postgame show activities coming up. Final stats, much more. Coach Bennon will make an appearance, and the Sioux High wins this one 67-52. And we will be back with the postgame show in a moment on 1230 WSOO. Back here at the Sioux High Gym, Blue Devils win this one 67-52 over the Rudyard Bulldogs, and no quit in this Rudyard team. And from that timeout in the third quarter on, Pat, your team was able to flip the switch and put this game away, it seemed like, as you called a timeout in that third quarter. Things weren't really going Sioux High's way, and then they quickly corrected it. It seemed like you get the victory here tonight.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Rudyard. They played hard, and you know, they're scrappy, and they make things happen. And we didn't honestly didn't play our best basketball game, but give them some credit on being able to do that to us. You know, I thought, you know, and I mean, and the other thing is that, you know, we wanted to get a lot of kids in the game tonight, and we were able to do that. And that sometimes can disrupt the flow of your team sometimes. But, you know, there's going to be a point at some point in the season where you're going to have to put a couple of those kids in. So it was a good opportunity for them to get that chance and, you know, get a little bit of experience. And, yeah, we come out of here with a 15-point win. And, then, you know, the big thing at that timeout is I thought we could hit our roller going to the bucket a lot. And, you know, she was open. And unfortunately, we weren't doing it early on. And then finally they figured it out and we got four or five layups out of that.
We talked about it quite a bit against St. Ignace, I think a little bit on Marquette. And then Ray and I were chatting. And Ray mentioned on the air, Jordan Haller, and the, of course, improvements she's made, and she was always a pretty solid ball player. This year, she's really come on, but offensively, she's really picked it up this year, which really could benefit your team.
Yeah, I mean, she's a tough guard to handle at 5'9". She could shoot it from the outside, and she can handle the ball well enough to take it to the basket. You know, she's done a good job there. And you know, the other thing is you know, I think you get Claire, and you're going to get Lily Alaspa, and they're going to draw the better kids.
Yes.
90% of the time. So that's going to leave somebody in. And for us, that's a good thing because Haller can hit shots. Calgar can hit shots. I think she's been playing extremely well. So, you know, I think those are big things for us. And we're going to get better, and, you know, you're going to have some bumps in the road. I talked to Carlos before the game, and you never know who's going to show up every night. And, you know, there's a lot of basketball games. It's our fifth one in, about a week and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's eventually going to – you got to get some kids in there, get some legs going, and we'll be back ready to go next week. We got Newberry coming in town Monday, and then we obviously know Escanaba sitting waiting for us on Thursday.
Are they still unbeaten? Escanaba?
I believe Menominee got him.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yes.
And I know they beat Marquette. And lastly, as I see it, we knew it was coming, but Claire Erickson able to get going a little bit in that second half and hit some shots. And you know, you don't worry about her. You know it's coming. But it was nice to see her get going here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I thought she did a lot of things well. I think she's starting to buy into attacking downhill and getting to the basket. And I think that's critical for her at her size. She's got to look to attack the hoop, and she did tonight. And the more she does that, the more comfortable she's going to get playing this game.
Sounds good, Pat. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Pat Bennon. That is our head coach at Sioux High for girls basketball. And a reminder before we head to break, of course, in our post-game show, and we want to remind you, Coach's Corner coming up on Saturday morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon. I'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Our guests will include Mark Ewell, MHSA Executive Director, and Matt Derry, host of Locked On Lions and longtime Detroit sports broadcaster. He'll join me as well, also from the Cleveland area. I got to know Matt in Cleveland and turned into a sports station there and reached out to him and had a nice interview with Matt. All that's coming up on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com. Common TuneIn app as well. Saturday morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon. And looking at our girls basketball docket coming up in girls basketball for this season, and the next game for Sioux High and girls basketball will be at home to Newberry on Monday. We'll have that call for you. The tip-off show around 7 o'clock on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Ray Bell will join me for that call. We'll be back with the final totals, next game preview, and a close-up shop here. Sioux High wins it 67-52 over Rudyard, and back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Time to close up shop. Final totals of the game. Sioux High wins this 167-52 over Rudyard. Bulldogs are led offensively by 14 points from Chesney Molina. They had 13 from Brooklyn Besteman here in the losing cause. And Rudyard was able to score 18 points in the third quarter of play, and they connected on 17 points in the fourth quarter of play. Free throw line, they were 14 of 21 from the charity stripe as a team for the game, 12 of 17 in the second half of play. And from two-point field goals, they connected on 7 in the second half and 12 for the game. And they had 3 threes in the first half, 3 in the second half, 6 as a total for the game. Sioux High offensively, they were led in the basketball game by 17 points from Lily Alaspa. They had 15 from Jordan Haller and 12 from Claire Erickson in the winning cause here tonight. 9 from Haley Knowles for Sioux High, and they had 4 from Alyssa DeMolin, 2 each from Mackenzie Bell, Hannah Evoy, and Emily McLean in the game for Sioux High as the Blue Devils move on to the win of 67-52. Free throw shooting for the game, they were 5 of 12 for the game. They missed on 0-3 in the second half. Didn't go to the charity stripe often in that second half of play. They connected on 16 two-point field goals for the game, and rather in the second half, the 16 two-point field goals for the game. They connected on 25 two-point field goals. 2 threes, both in the first half of play. They had 20 points in the third quarter, 13 in the final quarter. Sioux High is now 5-0 on the season. The JV game was Sioux High 59 and the Rudyard Bulldogs 12 earlier tonight. Time for our next game preview. Tomorrow night it's boys basketball as Sioux High will head to Rudyard to take on the Rudyard Bulldogs in boys hoops. The last meeting a week ago, Monday, Sioux High led for three quarters till Rudyard was able to come from behind to win the game at the Sioux High gym. Join Scott Nason in for yours truly with Ray Bell tomorrow night from Rudyard. Tip-off show around 7 on Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOO.com in the TuneIn app as well. Catch a replay of Blue Devil broadcast and go ahead and go to podcast.1230wsoo.com, scroll around, and you'll find the previous broadcast of Blue Devil Athletics that we have here on Radio Sioux on that site. You have been listening to Sioux High Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics. The final scores in the Sioux High gym, JV game, all Sioux High, 59-12 over Rudyard. In the varsity, it was the Blue Devils over a feisty and scrappy Rudyard team. Sioux High 5-0, Rudyard falls to 2-3 on the season. Blue Devils are now with the win 4-0 in league play and 5-0 overall. Final score, Sioux High 67 in girls basketball, Rudyard 52. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.